Yeah, so exactly what you said. I mean, these court cases were very significant. And when you don't allow year-round E15, and then when you allow some of the locations to continue to have waivers, I mean, this is catastrophic to the industry. And so, yes, Congress has to act. I wrote letters, bipartisan letters, to the EPA and to the administration to explain how important it is to have biofuels. And we're working on an infrastructure bill that we're trying to push where ethanol and biofuels are part of that program. All they want to do is ever talk about electric vehicles, but we've made a great case, and the Department of Energy has made a case that biofuels are still the cleanest form of energy, and they're even cleaner than electric vehicles. So that's the agenda being pushed. I'm working bipartisanly with Representative Craig out of Minnesota, and we have several bills to try to advance good ethanol policy and biodiesel policy. And then we're also really working hard with the EPA director, Secretary Reagan, which we're really worried about. I mean, he's got to set the volume limits coming up. And we had him in the 4th District, and I know he's going to Kansas to see, you know, hey, how important ethanol and biofuels are, not only to the ag industry, but to the energy itself to be the cleanest form of energy that we have in our country.